Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And George Norrie back here with Steve Burgess, our special guest, one of the world's leading hypnotherapists, past life regressionists. He has completed thousands of past life regression sessions, helping his clients with a wide range of issues, including phobias, anxieties, depression, addiction, physical illness, and performance anxiety. His work involves using hypnosis to regress people back to the emotional root causes of their problems, often back into a previous lifetime. His YouTube channel is called Hypno for All. I'll spell it H-Y-P-N-O 4, that's the number 4, all. Features free hypnotherapy recordings. Steve divides his time between the United Kingdom and Norway. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hello, good morning, Noah. Good morning from the UK, George.
How are you these days?
Very well, thank you. Very, very well indeed. And extraordinarily busy and recorded my first book, Famous Past Lives, as an audio book. So that's been great fun making the recording. And it's just very, very busy indeed.
Good for you. We had a lot of great response when you were on with me in October of last year, by the way.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I had a lot of responses over here from people, actually, yes. And it was quite remarkable. It's actually shocked me how many people listen to your show.
It's wonderful. Oh, it's huge. Worldwide, yeah. Stephen. How did you get involved in past life hypnotherapies?
It was almost by accident. I'd been practicing as a hypnotherapist for about 6 months, just using standard basic hypnosis, which really means using hypnotic suggestions and visualizations to aim to reprogram the subconscious. And then the story I always tell is this young man came to me with a severe anxiety state, because I wasn't trained in past lives. I should mention that at the start. A young man came with a severe anxiety state, and he was shaking in front of me in the chair, hyperventilating, stammering and stuttering his words out when he arrived at my office. And he'd always been anxious, but he said, as I've got older and when the children came along, he said, then the anxiety's got much worse. So he was getting panic attacks regularly.
Jeez.
And so I asked him if he'd had a very stressful life, and he hadn't. I mean, you know, usually what we're looking in regression for are some clues as to the causes of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, tell me about your life. Have you had any traumas in your life? Was your childhood very traumatic? And there was nothing really to hang our hats on. So I took him into trance, guided him into a nice hypnotic trance, and he relaxed beautifully. He laid in my reclining chair. His breathing slowed down. He calmed down. And at that stage, I'm thinking, well, this is a fairly standard session. I'll just feed the subconscious with suggestions about being less stressed. And that should be, you know, a normal session. And then all of a sudden, it just went to pieces. He started to shake in the chair. He started to breathe heavily. His head moved from side to side. And he then started to talk. And he was sort of half shouting and half whispering. And he was obviously experiencing something in his mind, and he started to say something like, "No, no, hide, 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 hide in here, hide quickly, quickly, quickly. Come on, bring the children, hide quickly, quickly." And as he was saying this, it was much more tense than the way I'm relaying it. And then this went on for a minute or so, and then suddenly he went quiet. And then suddenly he started to scream and yell and writhe. "No, no, no, not the children. No, 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 no. Ah!" He let out this great big scream and then flopped in the chair, completely prone. And he was just, I thought, what on earth is this about? This is extraordinary. Jeez. I mean, I really wasn't expecting it.
No, not like that. Wow.
And so I said, "How do you feel?" And he said, "I feel wonderful." He laid in my chair and just said, "I feel absolutely wonderful." He said, "All the anxiety is gone. I've never felt this calm in my life before." So I said, "What was happening?" Well, he said to me, "What on earth was happening?" I said, "Well, I think you were maybe in a past life." I said, "Tell me, what were you seeing?" He said, "Well, I was a man, and my wife and I were trying to hide the children. Soldiers were trying to find them.
Oh, my gosh.
Soldiers were looking for us. I think they were Nazi soldiers," he said. So it was the Second World War. And he said, "They found where we were hiding. They burst in, and they just shot us and killed us all."
Ugh.
So he said, "What was that about?" I said, "Well, you've obviously experienced a past life. How do you feel?" He said, I just feel amazing. I've never felt this calm in my life." And his anxiety state was completely cured in 10 minutes.
What is it about past lives, Steve, that allow people in their current life to get over their phobias?
What it is, the regression concept, or the model of regression, is that all of our issues, whatever they are, come from locked-in feelings and emotions from past traumas, wherever those traumas come from. And those traumas can be in this life, they can be in past lives. We can even inherit them from our ancestors' lives. So what we're aiming to do in regression is to relive those traumas, to go back into them, to release the energy of the trauma. Now, it's not usually that dramatic. I mean, you know, we do get dramatic sessions, but
yeah.
Most people will cry or shake a little bit. Or sometimes they don't do even that. They're just in a past life, and they release an energy which seems to have been locked in inside them. And when that energy is released, they just get better.
Why has our physical body in our current state kind of blotted out our past lives until we have to undergo hypnotherapy, for example? What's the mechanism? Why does that happen?
It does appear that for some reason, once we die, move into spirit, we get some healing on our sort of energy field, you could say. And then before we are reborn, it's as if most of the memories from the past are wiped. And there are, you know, some people will say, well, this may be the case because we don't want to remember everything that has ever happened to us in our many, many previous lifetimes. You know, maybe we couldn't cope with that in this life. So the memory just gets wiped, as it were, from the conscious mind, but it's still held in the subconscious mind. The subconscious is like a vast battery, you could say, a massive computer that holds all the memories from way back when. So in some way, the memories get wiped, and then we just don't seem to remember them. Some people do remember them a little bit, naturally, and children sometimes will remember the previous life in their early years, and they will often talk about, before I came here to the parents, I was, you know, I mean, my own youngest son, when he was about 2 or 3, he said to his mum, "Before I came here, you were not my mommy. I had another mommy."
Wow. And you accept that, of course. How did your mother react? Your wife react to that?
She may be my mother, actually, in another life.
She could have been. You never know.
But not this time. Well, okay, we'd already knew about past lives, and she'd experienced quite a lot of her own past lives. And so, you know, she was okay with that. It wouldn't be drawn on any other information. And then what tends to happen with children, when they come out with these things in their early years, they then tend to forget them. It's as if that early memory just sort of drifts away. And then they, you know, they don't remember. My son now doesn't remember ever saying that.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You had a client that came to you because she had a phobia of dogs, huh?
Yes, yeah. And again, that was quite dramatic. And it's a good example of how regression works, really, because she was terrified of being anywhere with dogs. She could hardly go out of the house, actually, George. She was almost agoraphobic, because if she went out of the house, she might see a dog.
And
she was terrified.
Really panic.
It was that strong. And if she went to the local city, and she very rarely went in the city, she drove everywhere, she wouldn't walk if she could help it, but if she had to go into a city centre, she had to have several people with her in case she saw a dog. And so she came to see me, and she was actually, one reason she wanted to let go of the phobia was because she was about to come over to the States to holiday with her daughter who lived in the States. And her daughter had a dog, and she said the last time we went a year or so ago, they had to put the dog in a kennels, in a boarding house, you could say, and that wasn't fair on the dog, and it wasn't fair on my daughter's family. So she said, I'm tired of this. It's just inhibiting the quality of her life. I asked her if she'd had any bad memories of dogs or any traumas with dogs. She said, no, I can't remember anything, but I've always had this fear, and it's got worse and worse as I've got older. So I guided her into trance, and I asked the subconscious to take her to the root of the phobia. And she started to, in trance, with her eyelids closed, started to tell me she was about 2 to 3 years old. Mommy was going to take her out for a little trip to the park that day. And Mommy put her in a buggy, a little pushchair, we would say in English, strapped her in and wheeled her to the park. And at that stage, as she's laid in the chair, when she told me I'm at the park now, her head was moving from side to side. She said, Mommy's just left me at the lake, and I'm looking at the ducks. Mommy's gone to talk to one of her friends. So she was very calm, and then suddenly, again, she started to become very tense.
Mm-hmm.
And her head started to pull away. It was as if she was pulling to one side, as if she was seeing something coming towards her at the right-hand side, and her head was pulling over to the left. And I said, and she started again, her breathing was very fast at this stage, and her hands were knuckled, you know, gripped at the arms of the chair. I said, what's happening? She said, there's a dog. There's a dog, and it's sniffing me. And then her hand went up as if to smack the dog away. So she was remembering hitting the dog as a 2 or 3 year old child.
Yeah.
And the next thing, she was screaming and crying and screaming, "It's bit me, it's bit me, it's bit me," she said. And it had bitten her on the face.
Oh, jeez.
Of course, one of the problems is she was strapped into this little buggy and she couldn't get out, so she was trapped.
She was stuck there.
So that made it worse. So we relived that. She went through the pain of that several times, not the pain, but the memory of it several times to release the emotion. I think the third time she went through it, there was no emotion there. Because this is one of the features of regression work. We often go back through traumas more than once to fully release them, which isn't fun, but it's massively effective.
Once they recollect, Steve, what had happened in a past life, how does that cure them of their phobias or fears in their current life?
Once that energy of emotion has gone, then the memory is flat, you could say.
Uh-huh.
It has no trauma in it. It's just like just then a memory that you can remember, as if you can remember walking down the street yesterday.
That
was the case for her. And sorry, I was just going to say, just to finish that story very quickly, George, if I may. I said, "How do you feel now?" And she was very calm. She said, "I feel very calm." I said, "How do you feel about dogs? Think about a dog." And she said, "Yeah, it's okay. I'm okay." She was calm. So obviously I assumed that we'd cleared the phobia, and a few months later she turned up at my office door with photographs of herself on holiday in the back of a car with a dirty great big dog right next to her. Big dog.
Cured.
Absolutely cured. Wonderful. Yeah.
Do we all have past lives?
Do you know, that's a really deep question, George. There is a school of thought that some people are what are called new souls, as you know. There is a school of thought that some people are new souls and they haven't had any past lifetimes. I'm never too sure about this. I don't know. This is an esoteric question. But I feel that most, if not all of us, have had many, many past lives, thousands of past lives. And of course, we don't just have past lives on Earth. We have past lives as other energy fields on other planets as well.
If we've had that many past lives, we probably have been around since the beginning of human civilization.
Very likely, and maybe even before then, because obviously we, you know, as I say, there are many planets which have been around for a long time. Maybe we've been around on other planets before now. But all of this just doesn't, as I said, it tends to get wiped. And I mean, because can you imagine if you remembered everything that had ever happened over aeons of existence? I don't think you'd be able to cope with doing anything now.
When people come to you for help and assistance, what is it? What's that catalyst that gets them to come to you as opposed to a psychiatrist, let's say?
I think traditional psychiatry, certainly in the UK, is more medicine based, and it's more about putting, you know, medicines inside people.
Yeah, here, take a pill or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. Most people nowadays realize that isn't the answer. That's the easy way out, because it doesn't usually cure the problem. It may mask it, but it doesn't usually cure it. Then traditional sort of analytical psychiatry. Psychoanalysis can take a heck of a long time, and it doesn't always come up with the goods. Whereas with regression, it is radical, it is fast. And of course, people know how powerful hypnotherapy is. You know, it's been around a long time. You know, there's been scientific stuff done on it. People know that hypnosis works. And so, you know, and I've seen an enormous change. I've been doing this 30 years next week, actually, George. And
good for you.
And I've seen an enormous change in the last 10 years. You know, 25, 30 years ago, I had to justify to people that hypnotherapy worked. Nowadays, people just don't even question it.
They
just know it works because there's been so much publicity over it, about it over the years.
Well, though you've had a lot of great successes with hypnotherapy, has there ever been a time where something went wrong? By let's say bringing up the past, has it backfired on this person?
No. It usually what happens is that the subconscious doesn't overload somebody. The subconscious protects people. You know, it's like the, I actually believe that our subconscious mind is our higher self, as though we have a higher self.
Yes, I do too.
And I believe that protects us, and it knows it works in our own best interest. So it never overloads anybody. Yes, it can take some people through a tough time when we're working in emotional regression, because it does bring stuff up from the past that then needs to be integrated into the present life, especially, of course, if it's been a repressed memory, one that they've never really remembered, especially from this lifetime. Then we need to do a bit more work to sort of integrate it. But as long as the job is done properly, then it really is perfectly safe.
Is the church, the Catholic Church primarily, are they accepting reincarnation at this point?
I don't think they are, George. I think there are a small number of maybe clergy.
You die, go to heaven or hell, and that's it, huh?
That's it. That's more or less it. And, you know, there is a school of thought. It's not a school of thought, it's a historical fact that the early Christian church, some sectors of it, did teach the concept of reincarnation. But of course, all that sort of got taken out. I think it was about 453 AD when they created sort of new codes and codicils, which they then had to follow. But there is a school of thought that Jesus taught reincarnation, and of course, the phrase that is always used to support this is Jesus' words, as ye sow, so shall ye reap.
That's true.
Which is basically a direct reference to reincarnation, the law of karma.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.